The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.
Time to go inside the Leopold camp, catch up with their coach Gary Hocking. He's standing patiently alongside Chris Nichols. Rock Dog.
Buddha, great chance to go 2-2.
Thanks, Tico. Look, it's great to be here and obviously great to be on K-Rock. Yeah, look, we've had a really good week. Last week we've been able to identify just a couple of things that we need to get right. And Newtown, we're very good against Bell Park, so we know it's going to be a strong game, and a bit like last week, it might be over early, hopefully for us, but it might even be with this weather at the moment. It might be just a little bit of attrition as the day goes on. So, you know, rotation, hydration is going to be really important, which we sort of focused on pre-match.
And this week for training, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday?
No, Tuesday, Thursday. Monday they do their own recovery. The boys are very good about, getting in the water and getting massage and all the bits and pieces done. So mainly just Tuesday night, was because it was a Sunday game, we didn't spend too much time on the track. Did a few drills, just make sure that the vibe's up and about. We did a little review on the game and just felt that we just needed to... Our contest and pressure was good, but it was like... The shape of our contest just needed to improve a little bit more. We probably got a little bit sticky to some of the contest stuff, and they layered back off us a little bit, and we were always trying to equalise throughout the day. So once we got that right and we got 6v6 ahead of the ball or 7v7 ahead of the ball, we looked a lot better.
Buddha, thanks for joining us. The word coding sends shivers through an AFL assistant coach because it's a lot of time in front of a computer screen watching footage. But talk to us about how you break down the footage during the week, which is all available. How much of Newtown did you watch from last week's game against Bell Park to get a feel for how they'll play this afternoon?
I actually went and watched them live because it's good to watch live because you don't, with the vision, although it's great and the stats are fantastic and they do an awesome job and it's great for, you know, local community footy, you don't get to see the whole picture. It's like people at home that watch the AFL, they see a broadcast, but you're very fortunate from an AFL point of view that sometimes you feel like you're in the Virgin Lounge. You can just sort of see everything, you know, and it's pretty cruisy, and sometimes it's... it's a lot easier to coach. So I like to get behind the goals and see people's shape and depth and width and all that sort of stuff. I like to go side on. And I just like to see the players live, just with their speed and what they can do and all that sort of stuff. So spent a little bit of time and then just followed up with the rest, took some notes and then just followed up watching the vision and then presented on Thursday night. Just probably 2 to 3 sort of key areas that we need to sort of try and take away from Newtown.
What did you garner from that then? So what did you see as their strengths that you need to take away from them?
Oh, they're a very good stoppage team. They do like thin numbers around the footy, so we'll look to try and just put an extra number or two to stop that sort of corridor exit with their mids. They've got three genuine really good mids and a handy competitive ruck. They'll probably like to kick and catch the footy, so turnovers and us keeping our shape and defence will be... one of the things that I'll be looking for, to try and sort of get early, if we can get the ball off them early enough in our front half, if we can get it there, that'll be a big win for us.
We're before the bounce for the Ponds and Norland Hotels and Team Tyre Power. Speaking with Leopold coach Gary Hocking, he's Jason Doherty on K-Rock Footy.
Buddha, we loved your back line last week, especially Trent Thompson, Harris Jennings. Mitch Burgess was really good across halfback as well. And they've obviously got Lockie Bond, who kicked 5 last week and is going to be one you're going to put some time into. But just in terms of the ground and the rebound work from those boys last week, are you looking for that again?
Yeah, absolutely. Every week we want to try and have that that bounce out of the back half. You know, if the ball goes in there, we certainly want to try and be able to win it, you know, and create a contest. Mark it would be good because then you get the game on your terms a little bit. If you've got to spoil the ball and the ball goes on the ground, well, you've got to, you know, have the people who can, beat their guy back. And Geelong West did that really well last week as well. They were able to layer off our guys and get 2v1 in front of Mitch Patton, so we tried to organise that. But again today... You know, our back six has got some sort of different looks about it. It's good in the air, it's good on the ground, and it can rebound the ball. So we'll be looking to try and get out of there as quick as we can. And if we are slowed at all, we've got some guys with our ruck and our guys forward of the footy that can give us a contest if we're slowed and we have to kick to that contest.
I'm trying not to ask questions that Kirsch is going to ask you, Buddha, so I won't look at him. But one that we watched Billy Clark last week. The ball just didn't quite work for him last week. He got in the right spots, but the ball would go the other way. But it'd be good for him to actually have that game under his belt now and get sort of a feel for what the GFL's like at that level.
Yeah, like he just played role and he'll play again. He'll play every week if he just ticks the box in role. And part of his role is to sort of just sit in between the two big guys and get to contests and you know, use his strong body. He's very smart with ball in hand. There's a couple marks that he might have taken. So I think he had like eight or nine possessions. He had about eight tackles, little knock-ons to, you know, to Mitch Patton. You know, stuff like that that goes unnoticed is massive for our group. They just love that sort of little things in the game. And that's one of the things we've tried to really build is, you know, more of a we mentality than just a me mentality. And I think the boys have grabbed hold of that. And everything they do on the field is about, you know, to try and help someone else or, it, you know, it's tipping into the box of trying to help the team.
Put it from an outsider's point of view, looking at your game last week, obviously Mitch Patton was terrific, 5 goals, 7. He was a real focus for you down there. Today's probably a little bit of a different kettle of fish because Newtown obviously going to do some homework and watch their vision and have their sort of, well, have a run with on him, obviously, and that type of thing. So going into your forward line today, obviously a key focus is going to be those Pitts and, you know, Mayborn taking those marks inside 450 that probably weren't there last week. Was that something you just worked on during the week or is it just something that will develop today?
Yeah, it's a little bit of mid-connection, Kershaw, we've got to just keep working on, and we regularly try and get the mids, you know, kicking to the forwards so they get a feel of what the mids can do and the mids get a feel for what the forwards can do ahead of the ball. We didn't get any goals from Giddings and Pitt last week. It all came a lot, you know, 12 shots at any level. He's amazing, but for Mitch, you know, like he knows now that, like he can try and get the right match up deep. He can come up in the sort of the mid part of the forward line, or we could even just throw him on ball just for a pinch hit if things aren't going well, and we get that, you know, that dynamic power and burst through stoppage. And you know, like since I've come on board, like his attitude and his leadership has just gone absolutely through the roof. You know, like his investment in his own game, but also the people around him is just unbelievable. And I think, you know, to get 5-7 last week, you know, was just a reward for his ability to just turn his game around. And I've sort of said to him, the amount of shots on goal is the amount of beers you have on a Saturday night. So he's able to have 12 beers and
got himself a lazy dozen.
hopefully he can, you know, get another, you know, 4 or 5 today and some behinds. And he's you know, computing that to beers. So
treat himself tonight.
drink responsibly.
Absolutely.
But what can you tell us about Edmonds? I hear he's got some serious wheels.
Yeah, he's got a couple of nice mags on his car, no doubt. He's been down there, Bob. Who's your sponsor here?
Team Tyre Power.
Team Tyre Power. He's been down to there, sorry. He's played some VFL. I actually had him at Collingwood, but I didn't actually get to coach him in a game because of COVID. But he's been at Werribee, Yarraville Sedenboy. He's been from Warrnambool. He's been down to Anglesey. So he's had a few clubs. He's got some genuine speed. He's very experienced. He's got good aerial. He's about, you know, 5'10", but he's got really good aerial as well. So he can go forward and just make it a bit harder for a defender.
Did you enjoy coaching Marcus Herbert for probably the only time last week? Because I don't think you'll be seeing him again after his performance in the VFL on Friday night.
Yeah, well, my job is to make sure those guys coming back from the VFL is to really fit into the way that we want to play, but also try and help and encourage them to be better players and play at the next level. So I went away from that game, and Ollie Tate, who even played at 12 o'clock and sacrificed, you know, his role in the team to be able to play at 12 o'clock and some other boys to play was just outstanding. So Ollie got a call up and was backed in. He played well. Both Marcus and Liam have been awesome for us. Their attitude, they're at nearly every session, even when they're not training Kingy at the VFL level, they come back and they invest. So that makes it easy for us. But our job is to make sure we cater for our local products, our recruiting, but also the guys that do want to come and play with us who have that aspirations to play VFL. And we just try and, you know, get them to play the best footy. And we know that we're not going to have them as much, but it gives us some other opportunity of some other boys that have put a power of work in since November.
Tom Gordon just didn't get up this week.
I think he looked at the weather and thought he it's a bit warm for him. but look, we had a chat about just even running around here. He's got another 2 weeks just to get right. And, you know, we didn't want to upset the team too much, although he is a star and a reigning best and fairest. But he just needs a little bit more time. You know, when you're ready, there's a rule that you know, Malcolm Blight used to subscribe to. If you are ready, you always have another week just to make sure you are ready.
Are you feeling for your old mate Kenny from Camperdown that used to wear number 29 for Geelong? His Port Adelaide boys are 0-4. You're obviously over there under Kenny at one stage. Have you spoken to him at all, reached out to him, or do you just let him be?
Just let him be. He's big enough. He's been in the system for a while. He knows what it's like. it can consume you and get you. And I think that, you know, they're just short on some talent and he'll find other ways to get better. They're 0-4. There's been plenty of teams 0-4 that have made the final, so I wouldn't give up hope yet. Kenny Smart, like I said, he's been in the industry for a while. He's coached Flags locally down at Camperdown and Bell Park. He'll know what to do. He'll pull the right levers, and I'm sure he's got a lot of support behind him.
We're talking about pulling the right levers. You're doing that at the moment at Leopold. Buddha, really good to have you here on a Sunday afternoon ahead of a big game, and look forward to talking to you post-game, hopefully with 4 points in your pocket.
Enjoy the call.
We would all. Thank you. Gary Hocking joining us there, the coach of the Leopold Football Club.
The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.